America tonight. Here we are continuing to roll through the last week in July, one that could be historic for Arizona anyway, if in fact their new, quotes, new immigration law kicks into effect on Thursday. What's the latest on the spill? Well, there's missing oil. This is after 100-plus days. But it's more about the shakeup behind the scenes that's intriguing, because at this point now, if everything goes as planned, it's going to be about the blame game and who pays and making sure everybody gets their loot in the end. So that's the focus of this hour, including some lighter fare we can count, which is a mixture, and sports shorts, because there are some interesting things that are happening in the world of sports with training camps wide open in the NFL right now. It's a good time to tease the fact that we have Nail the Score. It's a great contest, and the prize pack has only grown bigger and bigger. I kind of feel like Mega Millions. I mean, it's not money that's in the prize pack, but you know how Mega Millions, nobody wins, and then all of a sudden you see billboards, and it's a crazy amount of number, and you think, wow, if I could just get a little tiny slice of that pie, I'd never have to work again. Well, if you win our prize pack, you definitely will still have to continue to work, but you have bragging rights, and you've got some cool prizes, including movie tickets and some restaurant coupons as well, where you can take your lady out or your guy or whoever, your posse, and get some free grub, so that's never a bad thing. But Nail the Score is still at least a good, I want to say 8 weeks away, maybe a little bit longer, because it depends on whether we do a warm-up with preseason, which I'm thinking we might do the warm-up. All right, the big news on the day, and something that I think just points once again to, you know, who's running the asylum? Who's running what's happening, and who in our government, who's accountable for what's going on? I mean, we know the players on the chessboard, but this is ridiculous when we talk about the reconstruction of Iraq and the fact that billions are unaccounted for. Why do we keep seeing the words lax and oversight put together whenever it's something to do with the government? You know, you got to bang on what's happening, and that's what this is inevitably what we continue to see, whether we're talking about the oil spill and the fact that, oh, minerals management, they just, they couldn't be accountable for what was going on the rigs, and they didn't do the right kind of safety checks that they should have done, or whatever the reason. There's always some other person down the chain that takes the fall. So now, the situation in Baghdad, you've got a federal audit that revealed that $9.1 billion targeted for the reconstruction is missing. It's gone. They can't account for about 95% of that. And this report, by the way, was by the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. And that report blamed the weakness in the Department of Defense's financial and management controls. Okay? And let's cut through it. Called on the Pentagon to improve its financial and management controls. So the Pentagon screwed up. So what's going on in the Pentagon? You have the WikiLeaks thing where classified documents are on classified documents about the Afghan war are posted all over the place on the site, and then it's debatable as to whether it hurts or doesn't hurt, or what does it do to the informants, or what does it reveal about things we didn't know about operations, were there cover-ups? There's a zillion angles on that. But there's a leak, right? And the Pentagon says, well, we have to go over everything to see in the next couple of weeks. Now you've got this, and the Pentagon squarely doesn't know what it's doing financially. They have what? No control over the money? Why are we not following money? Why are we not aware of what it is? Now, the audit specifically, so you've got all the information centered on something called the Development Fund for Iraq. That was established years ago, back in 2003, by something called the Coalition Provisional Authority. That dissolved a year later. The Iraqi government authorized the U.S. government to administer the funds used for the reconstruction. We kind of know how this played out, right? The Pentagon managed the funds until the end of 2007. Then that authority was taken away from them. So the Special Inspector General reviewed records from eight Defense Department organizations that got the DFI funds. So when they try to figure out and retracing this, it's the same thing. It's like, where's Waldo? We're trapped in a maze of BS, and we don't know where it ends, and nobody can seem to get out of the maze. The breakdown in controls left the funds vulnerable to inappropriate uses and undetected loss. So that means somebody is having an incredible time, or maybe a group of people, kind of like their own little entourage. Maybe they're on an island somewhere. Maybe they're right in an island next to Sir Richard Branson, the island next to his, or who knows. But the bottom line is some people got away with a serious amount of money. That's what happened. And, again, it's ridiculous. The Pentagon is busy pumping out memos about how to deal with the media in Afghanistan. They're busy trying to figure out whether the leaks were significant on the website from a couple of days ago, WikiLeaks.org. And now this whole thing about trying to explain away what happened to the money. Well, the guy from the organization that folded then went to the other organization, and the Department of Treasury didn't have the accounts, and, I mean, cut the BS. The money's gone. Somebody walked away with a lot of money. Who got the money? That's what I want to know. Who got the money? And we don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know. This is big government in its simplest, abominable form. This is why I'm for this whole smaller government thing. Why do we continually put up with this? They keep coming back asking for more, and then the simplest of easiest of accounting possibilities, of keeping a ledger, of knowing how to do that, of figuring it out, who's in charge, where do you track it, the accountability. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, I wouldn't trust these guys to handle their own bank accounts, obviously. And somebody's gotten away, like I said, with a whole bunch of money. And, you know, who knows? Who pays for it ultimately? How aggravating is it? Squandering, the irresponsibility. And we are the enablers. We're the enablers of a corrupt government, but a corrupt government probably on both ends of this, for sure. So ultimately, I guess, it boils down to the Iraqi people more than anything are the ones who get scammed on reconstruction, because a lot of the things they need are not happening because the funds aren't there. There is money there, but it's susceptible to what happens in the oil industry. But, you know, hey, $9.1 billion certainly would go a long way in a rebuilding effort, wouldn't it? Ugh. 800-259-5791. We're kicking the can down the road here on ATN.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system. Wisdom being lost with time, the government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tonight, I mentioned this at the top, the soap opera of BP, not so much about the disappearing oil, which, yeah, there's a concern there with scientists trying to figure out where it's going to bubble up, what estuary or what other wildlife kind of sanctuary might get hit next, because it's got to be going somewhere, even though it's been capped off. But more the drama behind the scenes, the fallout from the CEO of BP basically being shuttled over to something even bigger, because that's what it is. He's going to end up on a bigger project, and it's that project in Russia. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam, you have the floor.
Oh, well, thank you. Shuffle him off to, I think that's just basically the old corporate shuffle. I mean, we'll shuffle him off to Siberia. Hopefully everything will die down, but it won't. And they bring in an American, what, just to score brownie points?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Get somebody that's an American so that every time you got to trot them out before the microphones, anybody in the media, you've got that familiar accent or American.
Right. And I, you know what, I think BP should take a listen and should a lesson in public relations, because to me that is a bad public relations ploy, because a lot of like a lot of the fishermen and other business people probably saying, yeah, so what if he's from the southern states? What's he going to do for us? And we want it yesterday, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, the problem is the same old song.
Right.
Perception is reality. Once you blow it, and it's really tough to win that back.
Right.
And they bungled so many things at the start of the spill that it is. They have to do it, but it's tough to backpedal. That's why you get rid of Tony Hayward, you just shuffle him off so that he's not dealing with the situation in the Gulf of Mexico.
But then, unfortunately, what's going to happen is that the people, you know, in Siberia already know what's going to happen, so they're probably going to be a little leery. What happens is the same thing happens here. Is he going to handle it the same way? And what I didn't like, with all due respect to Americans, is that why make the, you know, the people own BP franchises, why make them suffer? You know, it's not their fault that, you know, the oil was leaking. I mean, they're just trying to make an honest buck, like, you know, a lot of other people. Why make them suffer? You know, that's what I'm, you know, I was semi...
Well, you know what? What's interesting about that is a lot of times with the gas stations, you're referring to the boycott,
right,
is most of the time the convenience stores, they're convenience stores. They sell stuff in the stores, too,
right,
and that's what makes them money. It's not so much the gas, but, yeah, there. It's the independent, absolutely. It's the independent guy who is screwed up by the situation, and because it happens to be BP, absolutely, Sam, it's right, not so much the company. Certainly it's not any of the CEOs or presidents or any of the fat cats of the company. They're not going to feel it. They're not going to worry about some boycott of their stations, really, because they know that'll turn around eventually, and they have other fish to fry.
Right. It's unfortunate. A couple of days ago on CBC here in Canada, they showed, could something like that happen here in Canada? And they were talking how Petro-Canada, that's all like a big oil company here in Canada owned, but I think federal government does own some shares, how they're going to build a big pipeline from Alberta, and they want to send it, I think, like to British Columbia. And some of, you know, people who are in the environment said, no, because what happens if, you know? I mean, it ruin the environment, ruin, you know, waters, you know, the same thing out in BC, the ruin in fishermen, tourism, the whole nine yards. So it's like, you know, I mean, if it happens in the States, could it happen anyplace else, you know?
Yeah, and the answer is, of course it could happen anyplace else. It's
right,
about the oversight, and it's about looking at the plans when they draw them up. There's never 100%. Guarantee anyway, but you want it to be have the most safety regulations you can. And now you can bet, as far as the wells are concerned and
right,
the blowout preventers, that's going to be what people are going to look for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. One question, then I'll go. I know Vince McMahon, the wrestling multi-billionaire, his wife is, I think, trying to run for Senate. Have you heard anything? Heard anything else? Whether she's,
yeah, and Linda McMahon is her name, and
right,
it's interesting. She really sent out a lot of flyers and pounded the pavement, and she's working it big time. She's spending a ton of money, and apparently she is gaining some traction. Right now in the polls, I think, and I can't remember who the opponent is, but she's pretty neck and neck with them. So she's hitting it hard. She's doing the old shoe leather thing besides the ads, because they're
right,
spending a lot on campaign ads because they have a ton of money.
Right.
But she's also going to every place that she can possibly go to talk to the crowds or groups or whatever.
Like a friend of mine said, because they're coming to Toronto in September, his organization. And so a friend of mine said when he bought his tickets, gee, I'm supporting Linda McMahon. I should get a say in how she works. You know,
well, you know what it shows? One thing it does show, I mean, that was a hot topic.
Right.
One thing it does show is that if you have enough money,
right,
it's just like it's just like Meg Whitman in California running,
right,
running for governor. If you have enough money, you can just load up the tube with all, it's about that. It's about a lot of those ads, getting those ads out there.
Right.
And the Senate candidate that I couldn't think of, his name is Blumenthal.
Right.
And the latest thing that I saw, maybe 3 weeks or so,
yeah,
he had like at least a 10-point lead, but she was starting to catch up. So they were calling it almost, they weren't calling it a draw because obviously he still has 10 points.
Right.
But that what happened was, he, I guess, because I couldn't remember his name, but he said that he had this great big military record, and I guess he inflated it. He pulled like a swift boat thing with John Kerry, the whole Vietnam vet thing, but even worse than that, he exaggerated his record, so that helped her a little bit. But anyway,
right,
I think that the whole thing is if you've got the money to load up the spots, then you have a better chance.
I was going to like Bloomberg digging, like Bloomberg did in New York
yes.
City.
Yes. He got people to vote him in three times because he wanted to be mayor. So instead of just having a two-term mayor, which normally they would have in New York City, they got him three times around.
Yep. Like the old saying, money talks, so you know what walks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, I figure, hey, if Jessica Ventura, with all the respect to the great people of Minnesota, if Jessica Ventura can become governor of Minnesota, I think Linda McMahon can become, senator. But what I think the drawback would be, she's a senator. Let's say she sits on a committee, let's say if they bring up steroids again. She could say, hey, this is my husband's, because, wrestlers and steroids and all that. So in a way, obviously she's just going to be a senator and she's not going to be on any committees just yet. But what happens if that happens? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wish her nothing but the best of luck. But when I heard originally that she was going to run, I thought, it's a joke. But, from what you're telling me right now, she's serious. And because she's been in front of the camera before, I think if she challenges, what's his name, Blumenthal?
Yeah.
If she challenges Blumenthal to a debate, I think she could win it right there because she knows how to work.
She knows how to talk.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it work the camera or milk the camera?
She knows how to work the camera. Absolutely.
Right.
Good point, Sammy. Hey, Sam, thanks for the conversation. You take care.
Take care of yourself, gorgeous.
All right, so he's right. It's funny how we got down this twisted road about Linda McMahon. And whether we're talking about Carly Fiorina, it's because she's also running for Boxer's seat, Senate seat in California. That's a money thing, too, and a name thing. Same thing with Meg Whitman. That's a money thing and a name thing. I'm not saying that they might not really sincerely want those offices, but they have business. Both of those women have business backgrounds, but so does Linda McMahon. Hers is the money background with the business acumen that you would have to throw in there because she was part of that. She's part of that whole empire. Does that sway the voters when you think of what's up, what's at stake in the Senate? What do we have? 37 seats in the House. You got all the House seats. You got 435 seats. But how many of those people, when you go through, what ultimately thing that's going to sway them? The feelings of the American people in their particular area that are frustrated beyond belief, bombarding the tube with a lot of the campaign commercials and stuff. I think a lot of it does go back to those ads, absolutely. Speaking of that, and speaking of senators, Senator Claire McCaskill goes off on the Arlington Cemetery controversy. Stay with us. That's next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do things.
All right, coming up here on America Tonight, because we're always pushing it forward, We Can Count, and then a little bit of sports shorts, we're going to mix it in. But before we get there, Senator Claire McCaskill, this is like just one of those issues. How can you not go off on this? Problems with graves not being the right graves at Arlington Cemetery, hundreds of them, is one of the biggest debacles that you can possibly imagine. I mean, seriously, somebody gives their life for this country. They're buried in Arlington Cemetery with all that that entails. But yet they're not really buried in the right spot, and the relatives are horrified. And then it's a question of re-identifying, moving bodies around, and it's beyond a blunder. I can't even think of the right adjective of how he would feel if I were one of those family members. Here's what Senator Claire McCaskill had to say about it.
This is not complicated. This is not a complex software assignment. It's a simple scheduling and keeping track of where someone is buried.
Exactly. How is it that they're not keeping track of that? It's, you know, it's like the same rigmarole every single America Tonight. Aren't we always talking about the same thing? Accountability. Is there not any accountability even in the what's supposed to be one of the most sacred places? Because it is. It's, you've got young men that were cut down in their prime serving this nation, basically, representing this nation on whatever place they were deployed to. And you've got young widows with kids left back in the United States, and that whole idea of the military honors and the burial and being in Arlington National Cemetery, it's just disgraceful that the simplest tasks couldn't be meted out correctly. And is it a case of underpaying a bunch of idiots to be in the positions they shouldn't be in? you know, ultimately, what is it? I'm almost answering my own question. I don't even need any of you to chime in on this because I'm sure you all think it's horrific. Who among you, even if you don't agree with any of the wars we've been in recently, would not stick up for anything to do with the soldiers, particularly when you're talking about the loss of one and the family coming and being there and not even being over the right body? Oh, the worst. And a layup, I don't care if the senator is a Republican, a Democrat, or whatever. It's an easy thing to rail on, but somebody has to do it, so fine if it's her. And we'll see if the system has changed. I'm sure it will be, because it's all about reacting to whatever the blunder is. And they couldn't react fast enough for my money, absolutely. All right, in the meantime, let's move on to the soap opera that is BP. I keep teasing it, but let me give you the payoff. It's not really all that exciting, except for that this new CEO, good luck, Jack, when you have to step into these shoes, right? And you've got a 54-year-old American. His name is Robert Dudley, and he's going to step into the shoes of Tony Hayward and start that whole process of getting people to think that British Petroleum's not so bad. I've got to make over the image after one of the worst environmental disasters in the nation's history. And, you know, BP has certainly been in this situation before. In fact, I can remember talking about it on the air somewhere. And it had to do with a refinery in Texas that killed 15 people, and it was because of safety problems. So 15, though, versus the 11, and more importantly, sad of the deaths, awful of the deaths, but the fact that you had this spill that's affected so many people. And the reason they picked him, you have to believe this, of course, it was a layup. He was already pretty much a high-profile guy as one of the senior managers involved in the Gulf cleanup. And that's what Dudley does. He goes out among, supposedly, among the people, the employees, the retirees, and shakes a lot of hands and talks to people one-on-one. So I guess he was the right move from that point of view. So Tony's 86th. And this was kind of the parting gift. He reevaluated the whole safety thing and then talked about who's to blame. So here's the soon-to-be, and really is now, ex-CEO.
It is clear that this accident was the result of multiple equipment failures and human error involving many companies. Our industry needs to reevaluate the safety systems for deep-water drilling operations. An example of this is the fail-safe blowout preventer, which this incident has clearly demonstrated is not fail-safe.
All right, it's interesting. You go from that, the blowout preventer, hello, and like they didn't know that. It's certainly Transocean with the stuff that they were getting back on those surveys. So you move with the obvious to Carl Heinrich Svanberg and the fact that he talked about putting some kind of a positive spin on this whole thing.
The company is still in grand shape, although we have this tragedy to handle. And I think we have all reasons to believe that we can bring a strong future to this company.
All right, somebody prepped him. And then he talked about what were the parting gifts for Hayward when he walked away from this gig, besides the possibility of being part of the Russian crew. And when I say Russian crew being part of what BP is doing with the Russians, which is a super huge project and will account for a big chunk of what BP does, here's what he said about the pension.
He's accumulated his pension over, that's the big money, he has accumulated his pension over almost 30 years, like any other employee.
What's he going to say to that? Oh, he's walking away with millions, 25 million and this and this and that. I mean, of course, it's what he's gotten since he's been there. He's not going to dive into that. As that horrified so many people, yeah, this guy was your man in charge, and how much is he walking away with? Okay. We haven't talked about this too much lately, although we have gone down this highway of the former governor of Illinois, Governor Blago Blagojevich, and Hot Rod, his defense attorney, might end up doing some time himself. Check this out. Sam Adam Jr. is in a bit of a dilemma. Before doing his closing arguments in the corruption trial, he and the presiding judge clashed over whether he could mention witnesses who prosecutors didn't call during the evidence stage of the trial. And the judge warned him that he would hold him in contempt if he mentioned the witnesses, which I'm sure the president is one of the names that he would probably say. So will there be a big bad showdown between the by-the-book federal judge and the attorney who's known for his theatrics, let's say? And will he mention the potential witnesses, which is a list of who's who? And that's the idea, sure, is to throw the jury off of whatever the evidence is. And, you know, this is basically wrapping this whole thing up, how significant, I guess, is it to him? Because Blagojevich has pled not guilty to 24 counts, including trying to sell or trade an appointment to President Obama's vacated Senate seat for a cabinet post, private job, or even campaign cash. And his brother has also pleaded not guilty to taking part in the alleged scheme. You know, you got to wonder, and you listen to the wiretaps, I guess they're pretty pointed, but you got to wonder what really, 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 really happened. I mean, I used to do a segment called Fly on the Wall, and I got to tell you, I'd love to have been a fly on the wall on any of this Blagojevich stuff, because not that I would completely defend the crazy ex-governor, but I think he was drunk with power, but I got to think there's more to this story. I have to think, with all the corruption in Chicago, how dirty politically that is, that this isn't renegade guy and his crazy brother and his wife in the back room somewhere where they're rubbing their hands together and figuring out a way that they can make a little bit of extra cash. I think there's a little bit something, I think that there's something more to that, in other words. But the specifics of it, it's like lockdown. When you try to get anything from any even third party in D.C. who knows much about this, you really don't get much. And they're trying to, at least the administration is trying to kind of just step around it, stay away from it. And that's why that lawyer is wants to be able to say the potential witnesses, to drop it out there and hope that it somehow sticks with somebody enough that they question it and don't go forward and find Blagojevich guilty. And that's the reason why he wants to throw it out there. That's why the judge also, though, warned, forget about it if you decide to do that. We're going to come down on you hard and squash you like a bug. So we'll see. We'll see. I know on one of these upcoming shows, we're probably going to be saying Blagojevich gets XXXYZ or is going to be sentenced on whenever. He certainly could end up behind bars. But here's how things work. He ends up behind bars for however much time he ends up serving. You know he's coming out, he's writing a book, and probably doing a reality show to boot. So he can't make up for that time, but I bet he makes up that money somehow in the society we live in right now. We got sports coming up, and also we can count round the bend.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Of We Can Count. It's always tough to be the first, isn't it? How about to be the first major U.S. city to legalize pot farms? You know, the kind of farms that are growing, incubated somewhere in a hothouse. Well, Oakland has one of those, a large-scale pot farm. So the city council said, okay, go ahead and do it, and they are the first. The city says they're going to license four production plants where marijuana is grown, packaged, and processed for medical use. Under the plan, it kicks in January, they would have licensed people who would be heavily taxed and regulated. They would have to pay the city $211,000 in annual permit fees, carry $2 million in liability insurance, and be prepared to devote 8% of gross sales to tax. Ugh, hardly seems worth it, doesn't it? Not seem worth it? I don't know. Doesn't seem worth it to me. Not that I know much about marijuana and the selling of it, but the other guys down the street are making much more of a profit. Of course, they're doing it illegally and taking the risk of getting nailed for it. But boy, you'd have to pony up, you'd have to pony up some serious money to be able to afford that. It doesn't start until January, and we'll see, because there's also a possibility that the factories could be cleared on the state level if Prop 19 passes. I mean, it's a big if, of course. It's floating around out there in the ether. And right now, it's, if you look at the polls, it's not looking like that's going to be approved. I don't know. It makes sense to me to allow people to grow it and get it taxed, because then you would seem to have, I would guess, no problems with the turf war thing, because you'd have the supply that would be all over the place, and it would certainly outweigh the demand. So the city would profit from all the money coming in, and there would be a chunk of money reduced that would have normally been spent on drug-related crimes, but it doesn't look like they're going that route necessarily. So anyway, the idea of We Can Count was to tell you this story, that they're the first to do it, but they got to pay $211,000 in annual permits, carry the $2 million in liability I mentioned, and devote 8% of the gross sales to the taxes. Wow! And that's a whole lot of money. All right, we move along to our next We Can Count. And, you know, I say this all the time, but we really do. We just get a chuckle out of the stuff that happens in the entertainment business. I guess that's what it is, because I'm not really into these reality shows. People always ask me that. Do you watch Survivor or this or that or whatever? And it's like, ugh, no, because now I'm just tired of all the people and the, you know, the 15 minutes of fame. I'm overseeing these people that do you really care that much about them and what they're going to do to try to have their show sail and take off, basically, I guess. But this is actually one that just makes you scratch your head. Do you know who Linda Hogan is? You know, Hulk Hogan, his ex-wife. Well, the 50-year-old Linda Hogan is engaged. Oh, she's moved on from her wrestler ex-husband to a 21-year-old. I mean, hey, to each his own and all that and the whole cougar thing, but doesn't that seem like a big gap? What do you think they have in common, this 50-year-old Hogan and the 21-year-old boyfriend? Do you think this is a marriage made in heaven, or one designed to blow up? You look at the guy, I've seen pictures of him, and he's a cute guy, he's a cute young guy. He looks just like a kind of a surfer dude. But the bottom line, I guess, is for him, she lives in a gigantic mansion, which I think she's near the beach or wherever she is, and this has got to be part of what's sucking him in, I suppose. I think one of her kids is older than this guy, or at least close to it. I don't know. What do you make of that? Have you ever seen, Matt, any pictures of Linda Hogan?
I've seen pictures of Linda Hogan. I know the whole Hogan family just from, you know, they're in magazines at the grocery store and all that. And the interesting thing about them is Hulk Hogan, his girlfriend, looks almost identical to his daughter. And then Linda's boyfriend looks identical to her son. It's like they're dating their children. It's kind of weird.
Sick. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's more than kind of weird, I think. Absolutely. Go figure that out. Explain that to a therapist somewhere down the line. So I thought because of that you would get a chuckle out of it. So we did have a lighthearted, I guess, entertainment news item here. And sadly, we end on this one, but a Pakistani plane with 152 people aboard crashed, and it was coming to land in Islamabad, Pakistan. Immediately you think, hey, maybe there's a possibility that there's some kind of terrorist act, but it looks like it was heavy rain. So the heavy rain is probably the thing that made it difficult. I don't know that for sure, but that's the way it's looking anyway. And you can't pin that on the possibility of terrorism. But how sad for the people going back in. The pilot was trying to land on schedule, but had to wait because the airport was busy. And now it's a plane wreck, and they're trying to find out how many people, if any, survived it. It looks like there are survivors of this because he tried to land the plane, you know, belly down somewhere not far from the runway, it looks like. And apparently some people survived. Boy, that'd be something. You'd have a story to tell there, sadly, if you were one of the people in that plane. But when we see headlines like plane down in Islamabad, okay, where do we go? And this is where we go from we can count. We quickly move to a couple of sports notes. One of them really could be a we can count moment, but this may be a name that's familiar to at least some of you listening to the show, and that would be one of the hardest-hitting guys of all time in the NFL, a former All-Pro safety. And he died at 61 years old. He was called the Assassin. I know right now a lot of you know who I'm talking about, Jack Tatum. He was known to be such a hard hitter. I mean, bone-jarring tackles. That was the trademark of the Raiders. That was his trademark. And sadly, he's tied to one of the most horrific accidents of all time, the preseason hit in the game that left the then-Patriots receiver Darrell Stingley paralyzed from the neck down. Anyway, Tatum died in an Oakland hospital. It was a massive heart attack that took him, and he was a well-liked guy in his retirement. He showed up to a lot of the functions, and people remembered Tatum, like I said, for being the guy with being the hitting machine. But he was also well-liked in charity circles because he made himself available and all that sort of stuff. All right, T.O. has a new team. He agrees to a one-year deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, what could you possibly think of the worst pairing ever, T.O. and Ocho Cinco? Matt, can you imagine the two of them in the locker room? Can you imagine the two of them on the same field? Oh, I can't, to be honest. Crazy. I mean, is it a good fit? It's controversial, that's for sure. It is only a one-year deal. It is $4 million. He does get $4 million for the signing with Cincinnati, but I got to think that they are asking for a whole lot of problems with this one. He's 36 years old, Owens. This is his sixth NFL team. He played for the 49ers for a big chunk of his career, went to the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Bills. I mean, I think he pretty much can trace his history, and he's had problems with some injuries, too. We'll see. I think they're playing with fire myself. Hey, if you have any thoughts about this story, Aaron, and the others we're talking about on America Tonight, flip them to me at americatonight.net.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.